This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. You're welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-transforming series titled Tell Them, under the subtitle Keys to the Harvest. He spoke about placing a high value on souls. Today he speaks about the key of selflessness and forgetting our reputation in being an effective witness of Christ. Stay tuned in for more.
Once we begin to place a high value on souls, suddenly you begin to feel the drive. You know, before the pandemic, every year I go all around Ghana and I preach the word of God, not even in English, in Chi, throughout as I go. I'm like a politician. And sometimes my pastor friends that I know from other, they ask me, "Where are you?" And I'll mention some village or something. Then they'll ask me, "So what are you doing in that place?" And I'll say, "Oh, it's for the souls of men." I find it so important that I use my time, my energy, my resources, everything to go to these villages and preach to them in local language, because I'm really concerned about their souls and their destiny. And it is that concern that pushes me. So it will send you to villages when that value becomes very high. Suddenly, it will begin to push you. Because you start getting worried that, hey, where are they going? Where are they going? It will begin to push you. That's why it says, in the mind of Jesus, he esteemed others better. That's why he died on the cross. Because he felt that the value of your soul is even more important than his death. So he decided to even come and die so that at least he will, even if it's one person he will save that person. So if our mind starts working that way, suddenly you begin to get concerned that, hey, where are my brothers going? Where are my sisters going? What's going to happen to them? Once you place that value, you begin to feel a push. Something will begin to push you. An acaso. Something will begin to compel you. But it all starts from your mindset. Number two, it says, verse 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. That's the first one. Number two, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. What it means is you must be selfless, a selfless mind. You're talking about how Christ's mind works, a selfless mind. The opposite of a selfish mind is a selfish mind. When we say a selfless, it means less of yourself. You are thinking less of yourself. You are thinking more about others. But when we say selfish, it means you are thinking more about yourself and less about others. So, until your mind begins to switch from more of yourself to less of yourself, you will not feel that push. But when your mind begins to change and your concern begins to shift from your rent, your food, your clothes, your children, whatever, I'm not saying you should not be concerned about these things. You should be concerned, but you can be overly concerned. Overly. In 1 Corinthians 7:29, Paul said, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passes away. In other words, the things in the world are supposed to be used, but they're not supposed to be abused. It's like substance abuse. Food is good, but you can abuse it. You can eat until the food itself begins to kill you. Psalm 69 verse 22, it says, let their table become a snare before them And that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. So even your food can become a trap for you. The devil has set a trap for you. Your banku and okra soup is actually a trap for high blood pressure, the way you are eating. Yes. So, it's not like ignore your life. No. But it's more like you must also be concerned about others. Until your mind begins to work that way, you will not feel any urgency to reach out to anybody. At all. You cannot get up and fast for somebody that today I'm fasting for the people in my ministry. This week I'm fasting 6 to 6, 7 days for the people in my ministry. No, if you think more of yourself, you rather be designing the food you are going to eat and even adding more to it. So once our mind begins to shift from ourselves to others, a selfless mind starts. And when it starts, you begin to follow other people. That's when you begin to visit people, call people, find out how they are doing, pray for them, talk to them, preach to them, counsel them. Somebody who is not your daughter, somebody who is not your son, you take an interest, you find out what he is doing, you advise him, you tell him, don't dress this way, don't behave this way, you share the gospel. It means that your mind is shifting from yourself to others. That's a humble mind, because humility is a mindset. Amen. Verse 5, next key. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be made equal with God, and made himself of no reputation. Third key is, you must forget your reputation. Reputation means who you are known to be. Jesus was known to be God, but he decided that he would not do things or behave according to his reputation, who he is supposed to be. He is rather going to behave like a normal human being, although he is God. When you are conscious of who you are, you cannot be a soul winner. One day I watched a film. The film was called I, Robot. In I, Robot, they were making robots, and these robots, they serve human beings. So there were no workers. All the workers are robots. So even the robots are sweeping houses, they are in the factories, they are working in the office, and the human beings, they are just enjoying. The robots are doing all the work. And they manufacture these robots. Then one day, one of the robots, they said, had become self-aware. In other words, the robot had come to know that I am a person on my own. I have my own plans. I can make my own moves. These human beings, they are just controlling us. So, because of the change in the software of the robot, the robot began to raise an army to come and fight the human beings and destroy them. They said the robot has become self-aware. When the robot was not self-aware, it was a humble worker working for the human beings. But the minute it became self-aware of who it was, that it has power, it started fighting the human beings. When you are aware of yourself, your reputation, your rank, the school you went to, the money you have, your status in the society, how people look up to you, how your friends know that you are a hardcore unbeliever, that awareness, it will block you from serving God. Because evangelism can be very painful. You can be following up somebody who can be your security man in your house. And when you go as a higher person in the society, he will tell you, wait for me, I'm eating. When I finish, I will come. If you think about who you are and who this person is, you will take your bag and say, nonsense. This small boy, they don't respect. And you just walk away. When we say we are going for evangelism, if you think about who you are, you can't do it. So the Bible says, for Jesus to become a servant, he forgot about who he was. And when you forget about who you are, there are many things you can do. There are some people even, they are struggling with their finances because of a certain reputation that they have carved for themselves. That they live in a certain area, They eat some type of food. They drive some kind of car. So even when they are broke, they still have to borrow and force to maintain that reputation. Set yourself free. Come and join us. Come and join us. Why are you worrying yourself? Who gave you that high reputation to live up to? It will kill you. Your children must be in some type of school. Meanwhile, this school fees, it is giving you high blood pressure. Look, just stop and join us in a normal school. Reputation. Look, when I go and preach in those villages, I preach 100% in Chi. 100%. All my people, they are in scarf. They are farmers, market women, tomato sellers, everything. And I'm right in the midst of them. If I'm self-aware, I'm an architect, I am this, I am that, I can't go there. But I would like to speak slangs. Shall we turn our Bibles to the book of Jeremiah? I just want to believe that God's going to bless us tonight and it's going to be an awesome time. And I know that the Holy Spirit is here and I know that you're going to be blessed. Say amen. See, if you are aware of this, you're English. You can't even preach in G. I'm telling you, you are too aware of English. You cannot even speak in G. Because I thought about it. Ah, the politicians, they campaign in Chi. Yes. Even Rollins, who cannot speak Chi much, he speaks Chi. It will help you in any way. You can reach out to anybody. You are too aware of your position, your title, your education, your family, your background. You think people are lower than you. You can't mix with these people. They are smelling people. These people, they smell. I can't even sit by them. Listen, you can't do much. You can't do much. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that to be an effective witness who reaps a harvest of souls, you must think more about others and forget your reputation.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed from stroke. It said, dear pastor, I went to the USA for vacation and I had a spiritual attack in my sleep. When I returned home in my sleep, I felt something go through my waist, through my right shoulder, and through part of my head. Then I suffered a stroke. In fact, it has not been easy for me for about a year now. I have not been able to sleep on my side. I have not been able to do many things. But last week, I came for the service on Tuesday. And after your prayer, I have been totally and completely healed. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
The message you just heard is available on the Kakrabaden Air Power app. Download the Kakrabaden Air Power app on Google Play Store or the App Store.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakrabaden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Squatters at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@krabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.